All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on my favorite two radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1400 AM KSBT in somewhat breezy Sandpoint, 1450 AM KBFI, and always beautiful Bonner's Ferry. You can also tune us in on 97.1 FM, or maybe even better, just go online at NorthIdahoRadio.com, anywhere you are. In fact, you could listen to the local talk hour anytime. You just go to the archives and listen to Barbara's show from yesterday or whatever you want to go back and listen to. Anyway, I don't know what you're going to listen to today, because here in our local hour, I had Bernie Madoff was going to be our guest, but he was going to phone in from prison. But he's from what I just heard on the news, he's not going to make it today. So anyway, sorry I invested in that. Anyway, it's Wednesday, North Idaho Wednesday, North Idaho Hump Day. Time for yet another edition of Ricky's Top 10. Of course, it's the practically weekly top 10 local radio show where each week, well, except for last week, we bring you another list on a subject at least somewhat pertinent to the week at hand. And what's happening this week? Well, it's spring break for most folks, and it even is for Ricky, as she has ventured out into the world to travel for the first time in well over a year. And if you listen to this show regularly, you'll know that she spent a week in California a year ago, February, came home and spent the next 5 weeks in bed, sick as a dog with the very first case of COVID-19 that I knew of personally. Anyway, it was miserable for her, but she's having a much better time right now. She is in Palm Springs, where I understand it's 86 degrees today. In Palm Springs, she's enjoying the sunshine and taking a well-deserved break. But does that mean she gets a break from doing this show? Oh, heck no. She'll be joining us via the telephone in just a few minutes as she presents her top 10 things she likes about Palm Springs and being able to safely travel again. That sounds like a fun show. We are having not Palm Springs weather here, but coming up in the next few days after we get through this wind stuff. The wind's coming out of Canada right now and blowing towards the coast, which is not, it's like opposite of our usual wind pattern this time of year. So that's why it's sunny but cool, and these weird winds that we're having, still breezy through today, should be dying off tomorrow and warming up. Friday, they're saying pushing 70 degrees. Saturday, just in time for the Bulldog Bench spring scramble, should be in the low 70s, and Sunday in the low 70s as well. So do we deserve that? Oh, heck yeah. We deserve it. It's been not a particularly snowy winter, but a long one regardless. And now it's time to get out those Hawaiian shirts and flip-flops and, well, maybe not that yet. But I do know what it's time for right now online. The Sandpoint, the festival at Sandpoint, that is having its very first annual virtual wine auction. The silent auction is going on all week long this week, and it'll end on Saturday evening with a live virtual auction. And musical entertainment will be Saturday. It's all being brought to you via Zoom. And you can go to a festival at Sandpoint right now and check it out, the virtual silent auction. Lots of great items going on there. I'm trying to buy this Ward Tolbum print, but I really like it. It's going to be a real keeper. Anyway, but don't miss out. There's lots of great stuff you can go on. The lake cruises, dining and artwork, as I mentioned, ski passes and more. There will be a raffle prize drawing at the end of the virtual live auction Saturday evening that goes from 6 to 7. It's only an hour long. And like I said, there's lots of local music to entertain you. And it's going to be great. And, well, the festival could use the money. And, you know, it's been a tough year on every nonprofit. And, of course, the festival last year was one of the first events that had to cancel. You know, it was the touring acts just couldn't commit to touring a year ago at this time. So we're going for it this year, and so join our virtual wine auction. It's the silent auction, like I said, going on now through Saturday evening, the live auction on Zoom Saturday night. Go to festival@sandpoint.com for more information also coming up is for the Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness. They are having their incredibly wild online auction, which I believe starts today. I give it till Monday or Sunday. Wait till Sunday. You know, there's only so many live auctions you can do at one time. But it goes through about the end of the month. The auction features more than 60 items from local art to weekend getaways. Each item in the auction was donated by a local community member or business who supports Friends of Scotchman Peaks. You can go to their website and learn more about that right after you're done bidding on festival stuff. So that's what's going on in the community right now, what's going on in the show. Well, we're hoping Ricky phones in any moment now, and it'll be Ricky's top 10 favorite things about Palm Springs and spring vacation and getting to travel again after a very long year and plus without it being able to do so. And we'll get to that right after this.
You can protect yourself and your loved ones by getting the COVID-19 vaccine. The vaccine's been tested. It's proving to be very safe and effective. And hundreds of thousands of Idahoans have gotten the vaccine because it works. The COVID vaccine is the best shot we have to stop the spread, so we can keep our kids in the classroom, protect jobs, save lives, and keep our families and communities safe. Sign up at covidvaccine.idaho.gov.
Northern Quest 20th Anniversary Celebration is in full swing, and you don't want to miss it. Enter daily for a chance to win a new Ford Bronco Sport in our three-day anniversary extravaganza, April 23rd through the 25th. Play in our $20,000 anniversary slot tournament on April 14th. Even take a shot at 10 grand in our anniversary guessing game. And you could be celebrating a lot more than our anniversary. Details at northernquest.com.
The Kalispell tribe has always had a tradition of giving back, even when there wasn't much to give. But since opening Northern Quest 20 years ago, we've been able to give back more than ever, with 1,500 jobs, $20 million donated to the local community and nonprofits, and a $275 million economic impact on the region annually. So here's to the Kalispell hospitality that made it all possible, and to another 20 years of even better days ahead.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer, maybe yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening and visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
It's home improvement season at Bi-Mart, and we've got everything you need, like 1 gallon cans of Lifetime Guaranteed Cabot Wood Stains. Cabot's solid color acrylic siding stain is Bi-Mart priced at $42.99. Find wood tone stain and sealer for only $41.99. And one coat easy semi-solid stain and sealer at $43.99. Find Cabot stains and more in our latest digital savings guide posted now at bymart.com. Employee owned. Real value every day.
You want to know why April is one of Pondere Winery's favorite months of the year? Albarino. That's right. The 2020 Albarino is now in release. Our rendition of this great Spanish varietal has character of lime and grapefruit with a hint of salinity that pairs beautifully with many different seafood dishes. Have a glass of wine while taking in monthly artwork provided by Holly Walker. We're open 12 to 8, Tuesday through Sundays, and offer a variety of bites that pair perfectly with our award-winning wine. Our tasting room is located at 301 Cedar in downtown Sandpoint. Come celebrate spring with us at the Pondere Winery.
Have you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet lately? They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, and they now stock ammo and knives as well. Of course, Grunberg Schloss carries U.S. and world coins and paper money, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Call 208-263-6060. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, 263-6060.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right. We are back. Ricky's at Top 10. We've got everything going for us so far here on Ricky's Top 10 today, except one little missing ingredient.
What's that?
You. Where are you?
Oh.
What are you doing?
I just took a little trip down south.
This is interesting. I was telling people, people who listen to the show all the time already knew that it was a year ago, February, he went on a trip down south, came home and was really, really sick for a really long time. And have you traveled at all since then?
I have barely even gone. I went to Farragut State Park a couple of weeks ago, and that is the farthest I've gone in over a year.
Yeah.
Until today.
You know, me too, and, you know, people make fun of me for this because I know people have been going to Costco and all that stuff through the whole pandemic. I've been to Bonner's Ferry several times. I just, you know, it's Bonner's Ferry. It's right there. But I had not even been to Coeur d'Alene in a year and 2 months until this week. I had a doctor's appointment that I just couldn't do anywhere else. So, it was, you know, I was totally comfy with it, but it was a weird feeling for me. It's like, God, it's been a long time. And in just a year, you don't think, the drive between here and Coeur d'Alene could be so different. I mean, down there by Bunco Road and all of that, the rostrum turnoff, it's a whole new thing. That wasn't there.
I know.
It's like, what happened to rostrum? And well, there it is a mile later. Just things like that. And then, seeing new businesses pop up and old businesses going down in that drive through the highway in Coeur d'Alene. It was just like, it's just so weird to go away for a year. And it's so different. So for you traveling, and I know you flew down, how was it for you to once again go to the Spokane Airport and fly into California?
The Spokane Airport was great. Here's the thing. When you have a very slow friend, and I don't mean slow, he's very intelligent, but just, moves at his own pace, takes his time with things. Don't have him drive you to the airport because they got there about, I would say, 20 minutes before the plane took off. But Spokane Airport was very efficient, super clean. Everything was great. I got on my plane just fine.
Wait, I know the friend that you're talking to. He's a graduate of Sandpoint High School. He's teaching in high school in Spokane now. And track coach. And I remember when he was in high school here, he was aspiring to be an astronaut. And I'm like, kid, you're just too slow.
Well, he moves as though he's in space all the time.
That is true. And I could just see him landing on Mars going, Houston, I think I'm here. I'll call you back, okay? So you made it, and so tell us, is the airport, is it crowded like it used to be, or is it still a ghost town, or what was that like?
It didn't feel too different. It was, obviously, everyone's wearing their masks, it felt kind of normal. Like, I was there right, obviously, when my plane was boarding, so everyone was crowded around the gate, but there weren't a lot of people lingering or anything like that. The Seattle airport where I had my layover was ridiculous. It was very crowded, and my flight was delayed by 2 hours.
Oh, geez.
So I ended up being there for about 5 hours. So that was quite an experience. You know, also wearing a mask for 9 straight hours was a lot. But
yeah,
the Palm Springs airport where I landed was amazing. The whole thing is outdoors, so it feels very safe and clean, and no one was there because it was midnight. So that was really nice, actually.
Yeah, that's great. That's too bad about Seattle Airport because, you and I know, and a lot of people listening to this, it's been overcrowded for a decade now. It's like they booked too many flights for the size of the airport. And every time we've had a layover there or when we'd go to Europe, every flight was delayed. So I'm not surprised you were. Actually, I am surprised. I guess it's spring break this week, so it's busier than it's been. But that is where my last time I flew, coming back from California, we had a layover there to get to Spokane. And it was as crowded as I've ever been in any airport. And this was a year ago, February. And there were people wearing masks. And I remember we were looking around going, what's going on? Why is everybody wearing a mask? And, you know, a few weeks later, I found out Seattle was like the epicenter in the United States for COVID. So
exactly.
Lucky we didn't get it. So you made it to Palm Springs. And have you done any sightseeing? Or what are you just laying by the pool? Or what are you doing?
So the last 2 days, yes, I have been just laying by the pool. I do not have a suntan, and I will not, like in the shade responsibly. But yeah, there's like the house, staying with family, and, there's 2 poodles and 5 cats. So I've been, you know, cuddling a lot of animals and, you know, watching the sunrise and set, which is very nice and relaxing. And then today we just did a little bit of sightseeing. He took me to what they call downtown Palm Springs, which is a very quaint, beautiful little town. Not too crowded. Everything's still, you know, half closed, but did a little antiquing, some window shopping. It's very cute down here.
Yeah, I haven't been there in, I don't even know, 40, 50 years, but it used to be a real small town when I was a real small person, but I can't imagine what it's like now. But being in California during this, it's still a pandemic, and I know it's hit California particularly hard just because there's so many people. What are restaurants open, or what's that like?
Outdoor. Here, because conveniently everything has outdoor dining.
Are you playing golf or something? You're cutting in and out.
I am. Sorry about that. No, I actually was walking into a grocery store because I didn't realize what time it was, and I'm standing outside of it now.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's great having you. Thanks for being on the show. I mean, it is your show, Ricky's Top 10, after all. We are going to take a break so you can get your groceries in the car and collect your thoughts together and put together your favorite 10-ish things that you like about Palm Springs and you like about your trip so far.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. We'll be right back with that right after this.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. Chrysler announced buy three, get one for $1 on select tire brands through the end of April. Call our parts team for more information. We are also offering front-end alignments starting at $59.95 and AC.
Gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Call 208-263-6060. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, 263-6060.
It's home improvement season at Bi-Mart, and we've got everything you need. Like 1 gallon cans of Lifetime Guaranteed Cabot Wood Stains. Cabot's solid color acrylic siding stain is Bi-Mart priced at $42.99. Find wood tone stain and sealer for only $41.99. And 1 coat easy semi-solid stain and sealer at $43.99. Find Cabot stains and more in our latest digital savings guide posted now at bymart.com. Employee owned. Real value every day.
There are new forms of the coronavirus. Just what we needed, right?
Yeah. So we wondered, are we doing enough to protect ourselves and our son?
Turns out we are. Because things like well-fitted masks, 6 feet of space, avoiding crowds.
All of that still works. And getting vaccinated, you know, when it's our turn.
COVID may not be letting up,
but neither are we.
We can do this. Learn more at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back on the aforementioned radio stations. You can also tune us in anytime at NorthIdahoRadio.com or on 97.1 FM. I'm Bob Witte along with you. We're joined by Ricky, who is doing her show live and direct from Palm Springs, California. And Ricky, I have to ask you, what's the weather like?
Oh, I don't know if you can hear this on the phone, but it's very windy here.
Oh.
It is warm. It's been like 72 to 90 the whole time I've been here, but the wind is...
It's kind of a range.
Yeah. the wind is outrageous. Last night was ridiculous. I got a couple of videos I can send you, but...
Yeah. I remember one trip when I was in high school. We were in Palm Springs, and I can't remember why we got in the car late at night and we're driving. You know, teenagers do that. But the wind was blowing sideways, all the sand coming in off the desert.
Yeah.
And we couldn't pull over because we couldn't see anything. And it was if you've ever been like in a fog or a complete snow whiteout, that's exactly what it was like.
Yeah,
everything disappeared.
Exactly.
So it's not always just perfect and nice in Palm Springs. So why don't you just pack it up and come home?
Sure, a couple weeks, I'll be there.
After all, it's your nephew Benson's birthday today. Don't forget that.
I know.
So talking about traveling, I did look up Forbes put out a list of the top 10 places to travel in 2021 because a lot of people are feeling safer about traveling now. Some people aren't, which is, you know, absolutely fine. But number 10 on their list is Hawaii. And I know a lot of people from North Idaho who have visited Hawaii or are there right now because it's their kids' spring break. It's still expensive, but you can get on uncrowded airplanes because there aren't many people traveling to Hawaii. And
right.
From what I've been told from friends that, I mean, even going to what's traditionally crowded beach like Waikiki, and they say there's nobody there. There's
My Aunt Phoebe was just there and said the exact same thing. They're the only people on the beach.
Yeah, it's crazy. You just can't even imagine Honolulu with just nobody around. And they said go in their hotel, they felt totally safe because they were the only ones there. So if you ever wanted to have the Hawaiian Islands to yourself, right now would be a good time. Their number 9 is anywhere in Mexico. And I've also known a lot of people, friends from Sandpoint, who are either in Mexico or have gone recently because it's one place you can go out of the country.
I have so many friends there. Yep.
Have you ever been there?
I have not. No.
Yeah.
It's really close to here, but no, I've never been.
I have several times again when I was a teenager, and we're not going to talk about those trips because it wasn't exactly on the up and up. Anyway, number 8, they say, is Denver, Colorado, which is surprising to me because we have a friend here in our office who recently drove through Denver, and she said it was a complete nightmare how crowded it's gotten, and it's one of the fastest growing cities. But tourism in Denver in this COVID pandemic year is up 200%.
Wow.
Go figure. Who would want to go to...
That's amazing.
Who would want to go to a crowded city right now? But anyway, number 7, they say top 10 place to visit this year, New York City. I say...
Oh, because nobody's there.
Well, no, nobody's allowed to go outside, I think is what it is. And I'm not going. New York City, to me, would be the ultimate worst place to be in a pandemic. I mean, you cannot go out on the street without contacting 2,000 people. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, that's amazing.
Everybody walks everywhere, and there's germs. Just, I mean, you can see the germs. It's so thick.
Yeah.
And, I mean, New York, honestly... can be fun if you're there for 2 or 3 or 4 days and go out and dine. I mean, in a normal year, it can be exciting, but any more than that, it would drive you nuts. But not going there on vacation. Mm-hmm. Another one, they're number 6 on top 10 places to visit this year, Miami, Florida. Are you kidding me? Have you seen the news?
Right?
Spring break.
When did they make this list?
you know, it just recently came out 2 days ago. So there's, according to Forbes online, Forbes.com, these are the places that you should plan on going this year. Number 5 makes a lot more sense. It's New Mexico. And there was an article about a woman who normally, kind of like Marsha Pilgrim, she takes groups to different countries, and her main thing is going to Africa on safaris. And they can't do that right now, so she's taking groups to like Taos and in different places in New Mexico where they're experiencing something they never really considered going on vacation before.
Interesting.
And so Don't know what that noise was.
grocery cart.
Gotcha. This is our first ever, in all the years I've been doing this show, this is our first ever live from a grocery store.
A very exotic location.
I do remember JoJo Baker sitting out in front of the grocery store in Bonner's Ferry years ago, just interviewing interviewing passerbys. But, yeah, this is our first experience at this. So how are the grocery stores in Palm Springs? Are people wearing masks and taking precautions? Or, you know, it's kind of 50-50
here. Everyone is super safe here. It's not, not even a question. Just everyone's wearing a mask.
Well, that's good. Number four on the Forbes list of places to consider visiting this year are the Great Lakes.
I think
the Great Lakes would be interesting. I don't really care for the weather in the summertime, but it would be beautiful, and they are larger than you can even imagine. They're like oceans in the middle of the country, so that's something amazing to check out. Another one, probably not too far from where you are, Napa and Sonoma, California. The wine country. I believe the surrounding areas got hit really hard with the fires a year ago, right? I think that's where a lot of them were in Northern California, but still a great place to visit. Number two, the Rocky Mountains of Utah, which again would be another kind of safe vacation. It's all outdoor-y activities. You go to Park City and places like that. So, and the number one place to travel, according to Forbes.com, is your own home. That's what they say. Number one, just stay home. So
oh, that's ridiculous.
That's what I'm doing. So back to you in Palm Springs. I know we caught you at the grocery store. Do you have ice cream or anything that's going to melt if you stay on the line here?
Oh, no. I'm on my way home, actually, now.
Yeah, this
didn't actually make it inside the grocery store.
Gotcha. Oh, okay. So you told us what you've been doing. I mean, you've only been there a few days in Palm Springs, but you can be there for a few more weeks. What do people do there? Are you planning on golfing, or what are you going to do?
You know, we did actually pass a giant country club just today, and it looked amazing. But with this wind, I am not planning on golfing. Plus, I realize I've never actually golfed, alone outside of the Elk. So I feel like I'm not up to par, as they say, for Palm Springs golfing.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, Dan Shook and I played yesterday at the Sandpoint Elks, and it was extremely windy, like 35-mile-an-hour gusts. And
I've heard that it's windy there.
Yeah. Well, I do have a list, if you don't mind, of the actually top 10 things that they suggest you do when in Palm Springs.
Let's hear it.
Do you want to hear that? Let's see. Palm Springs, a lot of people know, it sprouted into a resort destination in the earliest 20th century. Since then, it's been beckoning visitors with its arid landscape, golf courses, handsome mid-century vacation homes, and excellent restaurant scene. Yeah. But like you said, the restaurants are open, but it's just outdoor seating. Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, that's a nice place to do it. It's also really near Coachella, and it's a fact that every single hotel in the Palm Springs area has its own swimming pool. So that's something to consider. You can take in the views aboard the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. Have you ever heard of that?
Aerial Tramway, no.
Oh, you should.
Is it like up the mountain?
Yeah. I remember when I was about 15, 16, we actually did it because we were there on spring break and somebody told us about you could see snow in Palm Springs. I'm like, no, there's no way. It's like 90 degrees.
I can see it right now.
Does it have snow?
On top of the mountain, yeah.
Well, there's a tram there. And I mean, the drive up the mountain is kind of like drive from here to Schweitzer to the lodge. And then there's a tram, like they have it kind of like Silver Mountain. You get in your own little gondola thing. And it takes you to the top, and all of a sudden it's 28 degrees, and there's snow all over the place. It's a total fluke of nature, from the desert floor to a snowy mountain. So you can do that.
I know. I wake up in the morning, I can see a snowy mountain out the window.
And our producer says it's a great idea on a windy day. So give it a try. Another thing you could do is go to the Living Desert Zoo and Gardens and feed a giraffe.
Eat a giraffe?
Feed a giraffe.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's kind of the opposite of eating one. Yeah. So I didn't even know there was a Living Desert Zoo and Gardens, but there's also lots of African environments right there in California. There's you could go to the Palm Springs Art Museum.
Oh, I just walked past that.
See?
Yeah.
You could just go in there, and it's a mid-sized museum housing a collection of contemporary painting, sculpture, and art glass from the likes of Henry Moore, Robert Motherwell, Helen Frankenhaller, as well as West Coast artists like Sam Francis.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You could have said Joe Blow. I would believe that. So, anyway, another thing you could do while in the area, Ricky, is hike to a waterfall oasis at Taquitos Canyon.
Yes.
Did you know there was a waterfall in Palm Springs?
I didn't know that, but I was just found that road, actually.
You pay a $12.50 admission fee, and the fee goes to keeping the trail impeccably maintained. And it says right here in the travel guide, unlike many of L.A.'s graffiti-filled waterfalls.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what it says.
That is one thing I'll say for Palm Springs. Everything is impeccably maintained.
Yeah. But that's good to hear. Like I said, I haven't been there in 40, 50 years. I have no idea. You can take a flight at the Palm Springs Air Museum. It showcases primarily World War II as well as Korea and Vietnam area combat aircraft. I know that's something you're interested in.
Yeah, definitely.
Here's definitely something that is in your line of work. You can make a pit stop at the Palm Springs Chamber of Commerce Visitor Center. Yeah, way. You can go chambering while in California.
That is right up my alley.
Yeah. It's even if you don't need any information, it says here from the official Palm Springs Welcome Center, this is a distinctive spot. It's worth a stop to admire its architecture. The space-age structure opened in 1965 as a gas station, and it's now the Chamber of Commerce. And the designer's retro design was slated for a wrecking ball in the 90s, but it's been saved and turned into the visitor center. So you want to check that
out
in the next couple of weeks. Also, you could take a look at the prickly plants at the Morton Botanical Gardens.
Wow, that sounds lovely.
Have you heard of that?
I have not.
Well, there you have it. So you can go to the Botanical Gardens. And one more before we take our break here. You can explore the massive estate at Sunnylands. What is Sunnylands? Well, it's the former winter retreat for the wealthy Annenberg family and a popular summit space for decades for presidents. Resides on a 200-acre plot of irrigated desert in Rancho Mirage. I think that's near you. Much of that space is occupied by a 9-hole golf course. 12 acres have been dedicated to public gardens and a visitor center with a rotating selection of artwork from the Annenberg collection. Tours of the mansion are available, but regularly sell out months in advance. So that's one thing you can do is tour a mansion after touring the Chamber of Commerce.
That sounds amazing.
And so if you could stay with us for a few more minutes, we're going to tour our final break today. When we come back, we'll talk more about your trip to Palm Springs and and more about traveling during this area as we start to come out of the pandemic here. And for everybody, just stick around. We'll be right back.
With the change in season, it's time to get your vehicle in tip-top shape for driving in the warmer weather ahead. Start by calling Specialty Auto Glass, your auto glass experts. Right now, they can save you time and money with their mobile auto glass service. That's right. Specialty Auto Glass can come to your work, home, or wherever is convenient for you. Their technicians are certified, and they abide by AGSC standards. Be ready for spring and summer driving by making the right choice today with the Auto Glass experts at Specialty Auto Glass in Ponderay.
You want to know why April is one of Ponderay Winery's favorite months of the year? Albarino. That's right. The 2020 Albarino is now in release. Our rendition of this great Spanish varietal has character of lime and grapefruit with a hint of salinity that pairs beautifully with many different seafood dishes. Have a glass of wine while taking in monthly artwork provided by Holly Walker. We're open 12 to 8, Tuesday through Sundays, and offer a variety of bites that pair perfectly with our award-winning wine. Our tasting room is located at 301 Cedar in downtown Sandpoint. Come celebrate spring with us at the Pondere Winery.
If I won $1 million, I'd fly home in a jet. My jet.
I'd buy my dream car in every color.
I'd get a boat. A really big boat.
I'd just chill on the beach. My own private beach.
What would you do if you won $1 million? Play at the home of the only $1 million jackpot winners in the Inland Northwest, where we've already had $3 million winners. Will you be next? Coeur d'Alene Casino. Welcome home.
Kiniksu Feeds is your family-owned source for high-quality, non-GMO corn and soy-free feed in the Northwest. They're excited to announce that the Silo Chicks will be at the Kiniksu Feed Silo with Barred Rocks, Blue Sapphires, Dominant Coppers, and more. If you've been thinking about having your own farm fresh eggs or wanting to add to your flock, be sure to head over to Kiniksu Feeds while the chicks are still there. And be sure to like Kiniksu Feeds on Facebook, your source for high-quality, non-GMO feed and chicks. Kiniksu Feeds.
It's time for spring savings at Knutson Chevrolet. Hi, this is Lauren to let you know you can save 33% off MSRP on a new 2021 Chevy Equinox LT all-wheel drive. Buy this one now for only $21,917. Or what about a new 2021 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab 4x4 for only $35,991? That's 16% off MSRP. VINs are posted in our showroom. See dealer for details. Prices are plus tax and fees and after rebates. You must be a current owner or lessee of a 2007 or newer non-GM car or truck to qualify for rebate. Test drive our new online shopping experience with ShopClickDrive at Knutson.com. Experience our commitment to your safety and security with vehicle pickup and delivery at your home or office for service appointments or test drives. Find new roads at Knutson Chevrolet. Minutes west of Coeur d'Alene, just a short drive east of Spokane at 1900 East Polston Avenue, Post Falls. Knutson Chevrolet, hard to say, easy to save.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
All right, we are back to our well-planned out and overly rehearsed Ricky's Top 10 for this week, as Ricky is on vacation for the next couple of weeks. But if you can mark in your calendar to join us again next Wednesday, and I believe that Perky Smith Hagedon will join us once again, and we will be talking Earth Day, and just she's an outdoor enthusiast, especially now that she's retired from her education career and can share just fun things to do in and around North Idaho as the weather starts improving. So make sure that you reach out to Perky and we get that together for next week.
Yeah. Can you hear me? I'm inside the house now.
Oh.
There's no wind blowing.
You sound a lot better. I'm not hearing any grocery carts smashing or kids yelling or anything like that. But you're on vacation in Palm Springs. Those winds will die down as they will here after today. In fact, Ricky, you're going to be jealous of this. It's going to be 70 on Saturday.
Oh.
70. We haven't done that, it seems like, years. Been years since we've gotten to 70. Yeah. Anyway, a few more things I can suggest you do while in Palm Springs in case you don't have plans. You can embark on a day trip to Joshua Tree.
I plan on that. That sounds lovely. I've been to Joshua Tree once, but I didn't spend much time doing anything. I kind of just stayed at the Airbnb and only stayed one night.
Yeah, I know that your brother has been there. Your oldest sister likes to camp there. There's craggy peaks, climbable boulders, and beloved yuccas. I think that's how you say it. Barely an hour car ride away is Joshua Tree National Park, a popular destination for overnight campers. But you can explore plenty in a single afternoon, Hidden Valley vistas and things like that. And you can go up a mountain of 5,000 feet to Keys View. Can't guarantee there's going to be snow there, but it sounds like a beautiful thing to do. Also, you can pose for pictures in front of the Cabazon dinosaurs.
Oh.
Did you know there are still dinosaurs in Palm Springs?
I did not, but that makes sense.
These 100-ton Brontosaurus and T-Rex sculptures. Oh, spoiler alert. They're just sculptures. They once beckoned motorists on their way to Palm Springs for a 24-hour diner. I kind of remember that. Today, they guard the entrance to the creationist-themed Dino Museum.
Interesting.
So you can go to the Dino Museum while there. Another thing you can do in Palm Springs is window shop at art galleries and antique furniture stores. I know that's something that you guys will enjoy.
Yeah. It's, I mean, it's what I just did, basically.
Oh. Were you on Palm Canyon Drive by chance?
I sure was.
Really?
Yeah.
You can barely walk a block along Palm Canyon Drive without stumbling upon eye-catching gallery antiques and furniture showrooms. It says right here
that's
in the tourist guide.
True.
Yeah, so there you go. So you've already done that by accident. Way to go. You can take a do-it-yourself architecture tour through Tennis Club. Palm Springs is brimming with handsome mid-century modern homes. Keep in mind that, I guess Tennis Club is a neighborhood. Keep in mind that most of these are private abodes, so you can't, like, go to the door and want to go in. It's not going to stop some tourists that I know. But you can cruise around some notable neighborhoods from Tennis Club to Araby Cove, and you'll spot plenty of architectural gems along the way, and you'll probably run into a few celebrities here and there.
Well, we did just drive past what was Marilyn Monroe's house, which is very cute, and you can see just up the block from where I'm staying, Steve McQueen's old house.
Steve McQueen's?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that he ever lived there. I didn't know Marilyn lived there. I think I think Palm Springs has, you know, since probably the 30s, 40s, maybe even 20s, has been a place for those Hollywood types to get away from it all. And
exactly. Nobody talks about it, so there's nobody hounding them or paying any attention. They can just come here and be on vacation.
Yeah. Imagine running into Steve McQueen or Marilyn Monroe in the grocery store. It's like, oh, that's nice. So, again, traveling. So now that you've first time in a year or 14 months or so, been through the airports, as you said, and got on the airplane. Do you feel safe, and do you feel that it's something that anybody who's been vaccinated should just go ahead and do?
You know, there were a few times, particularly in the Seattle airport, when I had time to sit and think about it and just the volume of people there, that I felt a little bit panicked, but having had the vaccination, and everyone is required to wear a mask all the time. So both of those things together, I kept calming myself down that, you know, it can't be that bad. Like, I'm going to be okay. So, you know, I wouldn't necessarily recommend it to anyone faint of heart. I know a lot of people haven't even left the house in a year, and this is going to be a huge shock to you. Or I really tried to get a direct flight from Spokane to Palm Springs. They're both really tiny airports. So keep in mind, if you are booking a flight, just go to really small airports and you're fine. I don't recommend going through the Seattle or, say, like, San Francisco airport. I feel like that would be insane.
So what do they do? I know masks are a big controversy for a lot of people. What do they do in a place like the Seattle airport where masks are required? What if you don't wear one? What happens to you? Do you know?
I don't think they let you through security. Like, they're really diligent. They have people everywhere telling you to wear your mask. You're not allowed to walk into the airport boutiques without sanitizing. It's just they're on top of it. There's people there all the time telling you and reminding you. There's announcements being made. It's not really a thing you can get away with.
Yeah. You know, your aunt and uncle who live right here in Sandpoint are one of those retired couples that have barely left the house in the last year or so, but they're about to embark on a trip to visit their kids in the central coast of California. So they're flying into a very small airport in San Luis Obispo, but they do have the layover in, you know, with Alaska. Everything goes through Seattle. So that's gonna be a interesting move for them to all of a sudden see all these people. So, again, even if you've been vaccinated and you want to travel, you still must follow local, state, and federal testing and travel rules. So I would suggest before you go anywhere is to find out what the requirements are when you get there.
Exactly.
So, you know, like, what do you mean? I haven't been tested or, you know, whatever. So you'll need to do that. And even if you've been fully vaccinated, the CDC states that you do not need to get tested before or after your trip within the U.S., but you should quarantine once you come home from any trip where you've gone before. Some places may request that you get tested, especially if you're, like, I think if you're in Mexico, you have to get tested before you come back to the United States. So
exactly. They were doing that. There were a lot of flights to Canada for the Seattle airport, and you had to have shown your negative test results from at least 70 or, you know, no more than 72 hours prior to the flight to get out of the country. So I think it's the same coming back from Mexico.
So does it count if you have your vaccination card?
You have to have both.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that. So
yeah.
Thank goodness that you, what do you call it? You put that plastic coating on ours. So that works.
That laminated.
That laminated. Yeah, that's a big word for me. So you need to stay safe when you travel. The CDC saying you should wear a face mask on planes, which they make you do, buses, trains, any public transportation is making you do all that. Of course, wear it correctly, which a lot of people still don't after 14 months of this. They don't cover their nose or whatever, uh-huh. which is absolutely crazy. Maintain a distance of as many feet as possible. If you see somebody who's sick, for goodness sakes, just stay away from them. And I would think, you know, when you go through a really busy airport, is just to avoid handrails and things, and probably bring Sani wipes with you. Did you wipe down your airplane seat?
I did, yeah. I never used the tray tables, but I wiped down the handrest and the seatbelt.
Yeah, and who would have thought, especially, you know, I've traveled a lot in my life, mainly for work, but who would have ever thought that something as simple as using a tray table would become kind of like, I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my gosh. Were there other people on the plane also wiping down tray tables and such?
I didn't really, not the people immediately around me, at least, which was interesting. There were quite a few families, and I feel like if you have school-age kids, you're a little more lackadaisical of these things. But, yeah, I was kind of surprised, actually, that people weren't. I mean, they give you wipes when they hand out water on the plane, and I don't know why not a lot of people were using them for all the things. But
yeah. Well, a lot of people are still freaked out by airports, and we're plan on traveling by car. But just, again, remember your face mask, hand sanitizer, and be aware of everywhere you go. I mean, any gas station, especially gas station or restroom, which are kind of gross to begin with. and, you know, and just going out to eat, you know, bring a lot of your own food and things like that, and just be sensible about it. But other than that, you know, it's time to... as long as you get vaccinated, is to start heading back to normalcy and get out of the house and enjoy the weather that's right around the corner here. And
I got to say, it is an amazing feeling to be away.
Yeah.
It's great. I highly recommend it.
That's good. So next week, we'll join us again. We'll have a more traditional style, Ricky's Top 10. And Perky Smith-Hagedon will be with us. We'll be talking about top 10 favorite things about Earth Day and fun stuff to do outside in the springtime here in North Idaho. I'm back in here tomorrow for North Idaho Thursday. My guests will be, we will have representatives from Bonner General Health in our weekly segment there, and Mel Dick from the Chafe 150 and Sandpoint Rotary will be with us as well. Ricky, continue to have a great trip, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, till tomorrow, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.
KU 46 CU, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, a blue sky broadcast.